It's Deprogrammed. My name is Justin Wilson, and I am a guy who does stuff. It's weird, man. I'm in here all by myself right now. It's just really, really weird. If you dig this show, you dig Radio Free Radio, do me a favor. Go to patreon.com/radiofreeradio. If you got a buck a month, it helps out a great deal with everything that we're trying to do here at the station. If you feel like being a little bit more generous, check it out, radiofradio.com/shops, or shop, 1P. No, it's not a plural. Oh, jeez, this is terrible. Check it out, t-shirts there, $20. They are at the print. Matt did send me the proof, so we should have them in hand soon. Thank you to anybody who's bought one soon already. Again, we'll have those in hand soon to give to you. Tonight, we're doing a best of 2016. We were going to do it last week. I wanted to try to get a little bit more involvement and get everybody in here and get everybody's thoughts on the list I had put together. So we put it off by a week. And plus, I thought I was going to be able to go ahead and start booking January. Kids were off from school, and I just didn't get to it. Everybody, you know, I've been sick. The kids were sick. And we're going to be joined here in a moment by the one and only Alfredo Torres. I need to scroll over. It's just too much for one man to do when he's all by himself. I'm dialing the man up. We should have him here shortly. Just going to talk about what 2016 was for Fredo.
Dude,
how you doing? Hey, he hung up, or the call ended. I don't know if that's on my end or if that's on his end, but of course that would happen. It can't just be something simple, can it?
Dude. There we go.
What is happening? What are you doing?
I'm all over the place.
Yeah, oh, clearly.
Nothing. I went to put the camera on, and I accidentally hung up on you.
Oh, I see. I see how it is.
By the way, dude, I'm really loving the beard.
Yeah?
Yes.
I'm getting nothing but positive feedback on it, so it's staying.
It's epic.
I think that at least through the cold weather months, I'm probably going to hang on to it. Again, right. Like, not one person. I thought for sure that people would be making fun of me for it, and I don't know.
You look very lumberjackish. I like it.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know. It's the first time I've ever let it get this long. Usually I kind of get the just past the shadow part where DJ's been telling me for years you got to get past the itchy part, and I've never been able to do it. I've never been able to just let it get past the itchy part without shaving it. And then, you know, I did, and now I'm just, it's here and people dig it. So it's staying. But number one, the wife loves it. So,
okay. That's the first one, right?
Uh-huh.
If the wife loves it, then you know what? Everything else is irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, and you know, like I said, I've been getting so much positive feedback, which is weird. I can't get feedback on any of the programs that I do, but I grow a beard and people say something about it. So, hey, it works for me.
I'm getting a little bit on my beard too.
Yeah. My wife, she said to me that I had a little gray in my beard the other day. So,
well, so do I.
Well, you're a hair older than me, my friend.
And I got a lot more than a little gray in mine.
Yeah.
I got a little brunette in mine. I got a little brown.
Yours is distinguished, though.
You know, I you say that. I don't know how distinguished it is when I'm being bald.
You know? I don't know. I think you look classy with the bald and the beard.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I appreciate that because I don't know how I feel. I got Nathan is saying sexy gray.
Oh yeah, where's he? Yeah. Where's Nathan?
he's in the chat room.
Oh, is he?
Because I can't look at the Skype because you're all over the place.
Oh yeah.
Well, normally I'm more than one people, so I go to the YouTube channel to see the video,
right?
Because you're looking at me through Skype, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. So I'm looking at you through the YouTube channel.
Okay.
Because if I put if I put the Skype on, normally it's split up between three people.
Right, right.
And so it just becomes difficult to see on the Skype.
I got you. Well, number one, hello, Nathan. I'd chat with you in the chat, but I'm already trying to do too much in the studio right now by myself.
He says, by the way, next week we shave Justin's head and none of us have pants on.
Yeah, I definitely don't. So we want we're here to talk about a best of for last year, for 2016. And obviously, you know, the station and show started, you know, in February. And well, this show started in March. The TalkBalk launched March 1st. Actually, February 28th and March 1st. This show's very first one was March 1st with the Smashing Pumpkins. And it's kind of, I don't know if I've said this on this show. I've said it many times on other shows. It was just a harebrained idea I had on a road trip, I feel like. I was like, what if I did a show like this? And I bounced it off of Matt, and he was like, oh, you know, that'd be pretty cool. And nobody seemed really all that interested. I was like, well, you know, it'll fill out our programming. That's what I was looking at. This show was going to fill out our programming.
How could you say no one was interested? I was all about it when you told me.
Oh, yeah. Once it launched, once you found out about it, you're like, that's cool. You liked it. But I don't know. It's taken, like, people have taken to it way more than I thought they would. I guess.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
I don't know why you think that.
Oh. I don't know. I've got a lot of self-esteem issues, but that, you know, if you want to hear people talking about self-esteem issues, go ahead and listen to The Nate Project on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. But I don't know, man. Like,
Jenny Zell says Justin equals Bear Force.
That's true. One. Bear Force.
Yeah, Bear Force One.
One.
One. And then Nathan says Beard Force One.
All right.
And he says Justin equals best host. Justin great. There was okay. So why is he? Why is he on your nuts?
Because he's listening.
And then he said, "Oh, then you talked to I guess about the Nathan Project." And he says, "Fuck that show."
Well, it didn't happen today, and maybe that's why he's saying that. But you know what? It's been a great experiment. The biggest thing I would say so far has been the fact that I ran out of bands that I knew, like, deeply, kind of early.
I can't believe that, man. I thought you were more musically inclined.
Oh, I mean, there's plenty of bands that I'm familiar with, but I've always been a 90s guy, and I still have Bush in the back pocket, but, like, the problem with Bush is I fell out of Bush. And
we all fell out of Bush.
Yeah.
You get it?
Hey-o.
We all came out of a vagina.
Hey-o.
Yeah, all right. You know what? You don't pay me for comedy right now.
I don't even know if I could listen to 16 Stone anymore. And I liked Razorblade Suitcase, but, like, literally everything after that I didn't pay attention to. So I don't know how I could do that. I got into Filter, but, you know, basically just the first record. You know, again, like, I take everything in as it comes, like anything new, but dude, I don't know. Like, there isn't anything left that I know, like, just really, really deeply.
I bet you do.
Maybe, you know,
I bet you do. You're just not thinking outside the box. 'Cause, you know, it's like with me, I know so many bands. I know so much music that if you catch me on the on a certain day and you say, well, don't you know this? I'll be like, oh shit, yeah, you know, I do know that. I know enough to give you 20 songs on it.
Yeah,
you know, and I think you do too. I just think you're not thinking outside the box.
Well, and also, like, I'm looking at this because some of my favorite episodes have been discovery episodes, like bands that, you know, I was somewhat familiar with, like I knew they had a hit. Or, right. You know, they had a handful and it was like going back and checking out the rest of them. Like Nathan has said, Veruca Salt in the group. I definitely want to do Veruca Salt. If they have enough records to justify an episode, I definitely want to do a full on Discovery episode with Veruca Salt.
I don't know if they do, to be honest with you. He said in the chat, talking about bands, he said Veruca Salt, Coheed and Cambria, NERD.
Somebody else brought up NERD recently to me. So probably do that. I guess Coheed probably has enough material.
But now you're talking epic music.
Yeah.
Because Coheed is epic.
I agree. I never got into them, but I never disliked them either. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like there's been bands that have come out where like Leslie loves My Chemical Romance, but I never liked them. I wrote them off. I
think you ought to give them another listen. I thought they were a good band back then.
Oh yeah.
When you talk about, you know, that genre of music that I played on the, you know, on 96X, I hated 95% of it. You know, truth be told, but My Chemical Romance, they were always a solid band out of that time. And even Bobby, who also hated a lot of that music back then, or he secretly liked it, you know, and wouldn't tell anybody because they wouldn't, you know, he'll tell you he likes Coheed. The Black Parade's a great, I keep saying Coheed. He likes My Chemical Romance. Black Parade is a great album.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have them on the list because, again, Leslie suggested it. And, I mean, I guess that's really what I like about the show at this point is the fact that I'm really willing. I'm going to do these.
Nathan says, we're going to end up doing a Panic at the Disco, aren't we?
Oh, I don't know, man. Maybe I will give them that shot. But here's the thing. Like, the problem with Panic is I've heard a reasonable amount of their shows or songs and haven't liked them. And their next biggest strike is when we went to go see Weezer this summer, Panic opened for them and they were awful. They were terrible. And
they're assholes.
Oh really? Well, and they're one guy now. It's just the one guy. And I guess he hired a band to back them. But I mean, I guess ultimately maybe I could do that as a Please Explain. You know, if I could get a couple fans of Panic and to like try to explain it to me, I did two of those this year. We did I did one for Hanson with my wife, and I got to tell you that was a lot of fun for a couple different reasons. Number one, to listen to my wife talk about a band that she loves and has loved for at least half of her life at this point. It was awesome. It was awesome to be able to spend that time with my wife talking to her about something that she loved.
Right.
And, you know, and it was really fun bringing up songs and being able to just veto them, which was really, really great.
It was, I'll tell you, and I've said it before about Hanson, underrated group. The only group that I've ever, and mind you, I've been to 1,600 shows and I've worked probably 1,500 of them.
Right.
The only band that I ever saw had people camped out overnight. The only band. Think about the people I've seen.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, they have a crazed fan base, and they hadn't been here since like '98 at that point, and they haven't been back. So that would happen again if they came back to this area. And you know what? Like, as they've grown up, like, they're old. I can't listen. My wife pops in all their CDs, like, all the time. So I listen to Hanson a lot. And a lot of the earlier stuff, I just can't stand it. I can't stand a lot of the earlier stuff. But the new stuff isn't so bad. And there's even, again, a song that I actually do like. Like, I actively like Already Home. And that's why I included it in the conversation whenever we get there.
Right. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Here's your problem. Your problem is you grew up at a certain time where certain music had labels.
Uh-huh.
And the music you listened to made stuff like Hanson uncool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you have that predisposition of saying Hanson's uncool or Nickelback's uncool or Creed is uncool. You know, and the reality is that they're not uncool. They're just not your taste. But there's music there that if you listen to, and you can listen to it with a fair mind and an open mind, you're going to like. Two shows I tell people, you want to take somebody to show them what a rock and roll show is? Kiss and Nickelback.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Nickelback puts on a hell of a rock and roll show. Hanson, the only band that I've ever seen that had people sleeping on the sidewalk out in front of the Norva. Creed, when Creed put out their first album, it was all over the place.
Everybody loved Creed when they came out.
Yeah, exactly. Now everyone's in. You know, everyone's like, oh, Creed, fuck you, man. You know, get the fuck out of here, man. You guys were fucking jocking that shit when it came out.
I liked a couple of their songs. I haven't heard any in a while to be able to tell you if I still like them. But
that first album is still awesome. I don't give a shit what anybody says. My Own Prison?
Oh, and I said,
I mean, one for one, the only girl here.
So I was putting the list together. It came out to, I believe, 39 different bands that we did on Deprogram last year. You, I think, had done 5 episodes. I think so.
Right now, I did the Chili Peppers.
No, you didn't.
No. You put my song on. That's why I said I thought I did it. I did Primus.
Uh-huh.
I did Steely Dan.
Yep.
I did Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
I did Alice Cooper.
That's right.
And I did Devo.
That's right.
Those would be the 5.
Yes. So out of those 5, which was your favorite to be a part of?
Devo.
Yeah.
I loved Devo. Devo and Steely Dan.
Ooh.
Devo, because I think that was your first discovery band.
That's right. Yep.
And you really got into it. And I think that really set the tone for you being open-minded about other bands.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
If it had been a band, because you had done, what, 2-3 shows before that? They were all your bands?
Well, let's see.
You did Insane Clown Posse. You did Smashing Pumpkins.
I'm trying to remember where Devo fell in line. Was it May? Because if it was May, then we were at, like, maybe 9 episodes, 9 or 10. So it wasn't too many, but they were all my bands up until that point.
Right. It as I recall, it was the first one that you I know it was the first discovery, which means that wherever it falls in line, 3, 4, 8, 29, whatever episode it was your first time discovering
right
band. And I think had that have been a band you didn't like, I think that really might have affected how you went forward.
It's true. Even the very next week, I love Blur. Let me get this. Because this is going to come out wrong. I love Blur. Blur was awesome, and they were the very next week. Devo, I went Devo and then Blur, back to back, and again I love them both, probably even equally. But had I reversed them, had Blur gone first, I don't know that I'd be as excited about Discovery Eps. There was something about the excitement of getting into Devo before I got into Blur that really had me excited about discovering new bands for this.
Right, right. Well, I think, like you said, why am I getting feedback now?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. There you go. I think it was that it was a band you like, and it was a quirky band.
Yeah. I know, Jenny. I'm sorry.
What did Jenny say?
She said, I will hurt you. I again.
She's crying now. Now you got her crying.
I love Blur. I really do. They were awesome. But I think that, just something about the quirkiness, the excitement of, and again, like, this will tie into the song I brought into the conversation from Devo, that it was that song that got me excited about doing Discovery Eps.
Right. I'll tell you, I like the Blur episode, but mainly because of Jenny.
Yeah, she dropped some knowledge.
Well, Jenny's always been, you know, on her show, Miss Loudmouth, obnoxious. Pretty much a female me, which she hates to hear. Sorry, Jenny, but it's the truth. But she also has she's one of the people that I really respect her musical knowledge.
Yeah.
And I've told her that before. She was so nervous. And I said, yeah, just talk about music. And you've had her on a few times after that.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to her musical knowledge, she's extremely underrated. And I think she brings a lot to the table with it.
Well, let's see. I've got Jenny and Nathan. If you guys are both listening, you guys have both been on panels. Let's see. Jenny, I think, has done Foo Fighters, Blur, Faith No More, and Super Drag. And The Doors. So she's been on five. So she's tied with you. Nathan has done Pusa, Weird Al. I don't know. Have you done another one, Nathan? I think you've only done the two. But please feel free with chiming in with which ones have been your favorite to be a part of. I think one of my favorite episodes, there's two that really stick out. Blink 182 was a blast. I did Blink 182 with Joe Leone, who some of you may know as Jay Steele. And it was a sing along, like him and I just talking about Blink 182 and singing their songs as they're coming up in conversation. And him and I just had a blast. It was just the two of us and we just had a great time in here. And, it was a lot of laughter, a lot of singing. And, you know, I can't think of many that were much more fun and energetic than Blink 182. And,
Ben McCormick is listening.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and he says, Justin, will you have a five-time club like on SNL?
Ooh, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. So, I mean, Jenny and Fredo would have to be on it, so it would have to be a band that both of you have signed up for. Because they're the only five so far, I think. I don't think anybody's even close to you guys.
Matt's got to be. Well, Matt don't count. Matt. Okay, no, he'll count. Well,
let's see. Matt's done Weezer, Radiohead, Nirvana, the New Pornographers, and the Frogs. Although the Frogs doesn't really count because, like, man, that's the one episode I'm really upset about because I really wanted at least one person in here who had given them a chance, and like it ended up being I had to explain like. This is just something I never wanted to do on my own show, having to explain a band to somebody. I wanted somebody who was at least relatively even ground with me to talk about the band. It just didn't happen. I don't know any Frogs fans, so what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, you know, you gave people a chance to listen to it. And sometimes it's not just you discovering. Actually, the bottom line of the show is the listener discovery.
That's true, too. And I know...
That's true, too. No, that's it.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the bottom line of the lists, yes.
Right.
Is making sure that, you know, trying to put together a list that is going to get the listener into a band. And I know we did that with Pusa for Jenny. She hated Presidents before our episode. She listened to the episode and now she likes the Presidents again. So that's cool. I'm
okay.
Super happy about that. Now the, one of my other favorite episodes was Beastie Boys, because it was James Duvall was in and we had Bobby Fresh on the line and Bobby Fresh was dropping science on us. Like his Beastie Boys knowledge was out of this world.
You don't understand when it comes to Bobby. I live with Bobby. I was on the air with Bobby. When Bobby gets into a band, he drops science. He drops knowledge, like he was a professor and he was holding class.
It was outstanding. And like, you know, just some of the songs that he and I agreed on, like I was playing songs that I really just, I thought I was going too deep, and Bobby was like, "Nah, man, nah, son, that's got to go in." I was like, "Yes, this is great." And it was just, it was a great conversation. I had a lot of fun doing it. And again, like just Bobby dropping knowledge. I love being schooled.
I just like when you're like, "Nah, son, that's Bobby."
That's Bobby all over.
When he starts talking about hip hop, he's like, "Nah, son."
Nah, son. I also had a blast recently. We did Talking Heads, and Brian Lewis schooled me on Talking Heads. I like getting schooled because, especially on a band that I'm not all that familiar with, is I want to know reasons why these songs mean something to you. And maybe next time when I'm listening to that song, I'll have something else in my head, and maybe it'll hit me a different way.
Right, right.
I don't know, man. Like, this show has really opened my ears. And like you said, a lot of times I'm a listener of my own show. That sounds weird. I don't listen to the show. I can't. I'm doing it.
Right.
But you know, like I'm taking everybody's input into these bands we're doing the show. You know,
what I gotta tell you is, I completely get it. It's like when, you know, back when I was on the radio, people would find me funny. It's like, I don't know what you find funny. I can't listen to it because I'm speaking, you know,
right?
Because I'm doing the show. So, what do you think was your favorite show that we did?
You and I specifically?
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun doing Primus. Because I thought for sure that you and James were going to be like butting heads the whole time,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't. And I feel like we got along really well doing it. It was mm-hmm. it was awesome getting back into Primus because it had been years since I picked up a Primus record.
Oh, right.
And like,
yeah, I love that show too.
It was just awesome remembering how much they rock. Like I just kind of like for some reason just kind of forgot that. They really rock. Like it's really heavy music, and it was awesome.
Well, Les Claypool's bass playing is incredible.
Oh yeah,
and it's one of the reasons one of the bands I want to do eventually, which would be hard for you to get into, I think, would be Yes because of Chris Squire's bass playing.
Hmm.
Which if you listen to that, if you could just isolate that, and just listen to that bass playing. You would just shit your pants, man. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a bass player. You'll just sit there and be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Nathan, by the way, says James might be a five-timer also.
That's true. Let's see. He's done REM, Talking Heads, Weird Al.
He did REM?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because I hate him.
Let's see. REM, Talking Heads, new Pornographers, Weird Al. I know him he was in for Primus.
Mm-hmm.
So at least five, and I actually may be missing one. He may have six. Oh, he was in for Beck. So he's done six. That's insane.
Wait, how do you have him in for six of them? And when I do one, you're like, well, you did one 3 months ago, so we got to give it a little bit of fucking time.
Well, I try to space them all out. And
yeah, well, James did six. I did five. So you ain't spacing too good.
The biggest thing is that you had Alice Cooper. And you said the next one you wanted to do was Alice Cooper. So I was trying to find another person to do Alice Cooper. And that took months for me to find a third for Alice Cooper.
All right. You could have said, hey, I haven't found anybody. Do you want to do the Monkees?
Well, I think we're going to be doing the Monkees within the next couple weeks. I got to reach out to Dr. Tim. I don't know if he still listens to the show, but I know he had a great time when he was here.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a great panel member.
Well, for, you know, same reason. And anybody is they drop knowledge.
Yep.
And the one person who has more musical knowledge than anybody I know is Dr. Anderson. And Tim Anderson is I don't know I literally do not know a human being who knows more about music than him.
Yeah.
He paid me the greatest compliment. Is that he respected my knowledge of music. When he said that, that's when I finally believed that I know a lot about music.
Oh. Jenny mentioned the Doors. I don't know if, Jenny, if you were answering to your fifth episode that you're on or if you were saying that was your favorite one you were a part of. Have you listened to any of the episodes you weren't on, Fredo?
Yeah, well, yeah. I listened to, hold on, because I got to look at the list here. I listened to the Weird Al.
Oh man,
which I loved.
Weird Al was a lot of fun.
Yep. I listened to Jenny's Blur.
Oh yeah.
Which I'm not a big. I like quite a few Blur songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not that huge a fan. And she does say that the Doors was her fifth.
Okay.
Which other ones did I listen to? I went back and listened to Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, that was the very first one.
Right, right. Which I'm not a fan of, but again, I go back to try to listen to the stuff that, the ones that I don't know. I've got a couple in my queue that I want to listen to. I still haven't heard the Doors. By the way, the list you sent me,
uh-huh,
when I made my 20 list, I listened to those songs that you said.
Right.
Good. And I got a problem with some of the ones you chose. Good. By the way, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Actually, how about this? Is what I propose. I have I don't know. You just told me your top 20. You didn't put them in any order. I put mine in order.
Okay.
I've got my top 10, and then I got honorable mentions.
Right.
Out of my top 10, my top 6 you agree with.
Oh.
And then my my 4 honorable mentions, I want to see this is where I think you and I could have this discussion, because I'll knock out those honorable mentions to see if I can get some of my other ones, which you didn't, which depending on your list,
right?
How they fall in.
It all depends on if they had to have made the top 10 for those specific conversations. And I mean, okay. This is the first time we've ever done this, so it's, you know, it's the rules are, there are no rules, but there is the one rule, and it had to have made that show, that
okay
episode's list.
So let me give you the 6.
Okay. Well,
we can start there.
Sure.
Or what, do you want to change it? I mean,
no, let's go.
Okay. My number one song is a song that I say is my theme song.
Ah,
it was
yes.
A song that was my theme song when I was on the radio. Do you remember it?
Uh-huh.
Chili Peppers.
Yes.
Knock Me Down.
Yep.
Yep. That would be the top song. So whatever list we go to, that one's on it.
Yeah. Top 10 of 2016, Knock Me Down is in because we both agree.
Right. Outkast, Bombs Over Baghdad.
Oh, yeah. That's hot.
I love the flow of that song.
And again, it's just hot. That beat is hot. It's fire.
Yes. Fire.
Fire.
Primus, American Life.
There we go.
Again, Les Claypool, can't be touched. Cannot be touched. It's not a Justin list without Weird Al.
Right.
So Dare to Be Stupid, which is a song of my youth.
I also love that Weird Al Yankovic is going to make just the fact that we did a Weird Al episode, number one. Number two, that one of his songs is going to make our top 10 of 2016. It makes sense.
It does. It does. And the fact that he did a song in a way to honor the next band that I got, it was obvious that it was a Devo song.
That's
without
right.
It being a Devo cover.
Right.
So my next one would be Girl You Want. And that's also a nod to you.
Well, you know, I was talking about earlier, like, Heidi, Matt and myself, we were out here at the studio, hanging out, and Heidi was like, you should do a Devo episode. And I was like, you know what? I've never really gotten into Devo and blah, blah, blah. And Matt put like a playlist together, and that was the first song to come on.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, yes. Yeah. I want to do a Devo ep. And that set the tone for me getting into Devo and me getting being excited about doing Discovery episodes. So
right.
Yeah, that one is the perfect example of a Discovery episode, which was why I included it.
Right. And the fact, you know what? I can't believe Heidi hasn't been on more.
You know, she did ICP, she did Devo, and she wants to do Pig Floyd, but she hasn't really jumped out and you know, said she wants to do much else.
Well, I told her I'd do Floyd with her.
Yeah, I've got the two of you and King Canada, Taylor, he says he wants to do Pink Floyd as well. So it's more of a when does it come up in rotation. So
right. Okay, so actually I'll just leave you with those five.
Okay.
So can we agree on those five?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Those five are
so in. So now hit me with what would be your 6 to 10.
Okay.
And let's see where we land.
Now I feel like mayonnaise has to be in. Now mayonnaise is not my favorite Smashing Pumpkins song. Mayonnaise wasn't even my favorite song on that 10.
Mm-hmm.
But to deny what a great song Mayonnaise is, like, I tried so hard to leave Mayonnaise off of my list. I tried so hard to not include it in the 10. But every time I listen to it, every time, it hits me the same way. I get chills every time. The intro, the outro, they're perfect. It's Mayonnaise, to me, has to be in. Again, Smashing Pumpkins, my favorite band of all time. They were the number one episode that we did. Mayonnaise has to be in.
I'm willing to give you that one for sure. I am not a Smashing Pumpkin fan. As a matter of fact, there's only two songs that I can tell you right off the bat that I love.
Uh-huh.
One is God, and I can't think of the name of it now. Who wants
Cherub Rock.
Cherub Rock, right. That one and Mayonnaise.
Well, there you go.
Incredible song. Incredible vibe to that song. Yep, I got no problem throwing that one in the top 10.
The next one I feel like has to be in, goes to that same, the spirit of Discovery. And I did this episode with Jenny and Hat Club. We discovered Super Drag together. And, you know, most people know Super Drag for Sucked Out. They're a one-hit wonder. They had Sucked Out, and that was it. But little do people know, Destination Ursa Major was the second single from that record. And actually, I talked to Tom Pappas about it, like, later that night, because he was supposed to come on the show. But he called a little bit late. And I got to interview him. What a terrific dude. But he told me that they knew people at MTV who helped them get Sucked Out into the Buzz Bin, and Destination Ursa Major came out and they were like, sorry, man, we can't look like we're playing favorites. And to me, I feel like that was a huge failure, because Destination Ursa Major sounds like a Super Drag song, first of all. And I think if that one would have hit instead of Sucked Out, Super Drag would have been a huge band.
I can't agree with that. That didn't even make my top 20.
You're insane.
No, yeah, but you know what? We can talk about it, because anything that you say must, I have to revisit.
All right, I'll leave it up at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think that if you listened to this song, I think you would agree that it would go in. Weird on the Avenue by the Frogs. It's not one of their weird songs, like weird sounding ones. It's one of the better produced songs. It's got some slide guitar in it. I think the first line of the song is, I think the handcuffs are a bit much. And it's a song about weird sex. And I think that's number one. Number one is right up your alley. So if you've listened to it, I bet you, you know, maybe it doesn't come in the top 10, but it belongs in this conversation for sure.
I don't know. Jenny Zell just said, Ronnie Mexico sucked out the feeling.
I don't know
what
that
means.
That's means how dare you naysay Ursa Major?
Don't make me naysay it. I haven't naysayed it yet.
Yeah. Now I included this one because we actually had three different Pusa songs initially, and I narrowed it down to this one because I took into account this came from Jenny Zell. She picked Lunatic to Love, and I explained before that she didn't like the Presidents. So she listened to the episode and was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give them another chance. And to me, again, it goes back to what this show is about is discovery. And Lunatic to Love is one of the ones that stuck out to somebody who didn't care about the band prior to Deprogrammed covering it. So Lunatic to Love, Presidents of the United States.
It's on my list, so we could talk about it, but it's all the way at the bottom. Would you put that in your top 10?
Probably. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was definitely in my top 10.
Okay, go ahead.
This one has to be in, though.
Okay.
This one has to be. Tired of Sex, Weezer.
I'll give you that.
It was track one. It's a scorcher.
I'll give you Tired of Sex. I didn't have it on my list, but I can give you that one. Mm. Even though Weezer really was, it was such a boring concert. I couldn't believe how boring it was.
You know what? I saw them too late. I can't call them boring because there were still plenty of songs that I loved, and it still had that feeling of, man, I'm finally seeing this band.
Right.
But I can't lie. Like, had I seen them 94, 96, 98, oh my God, in a smaller venue, I wish I could have gone then. So,
dude, I completely understand that. You know, my first concert was Kiss. A month after that, I saw Lionel Richie. Then I didn't go to another concert for about 8 years or 7 years. So a lot of the bands that I love, I got to see them on the older, not as crazy and running around. So I get that. I get that.
All right. So that was my next five. Or that was the five I'm swinging for the fences for.
Okay, so I'm willing. Okay, so now
we're at seven.
Right, and we both agree on the top five.
Right.
Okay, so I'll give you six and seven.
All right.
Which are you? Here, let me give you my 6 to 10.
Okay.
And let's see what you think. First off, and I'm just gonna go out of order. I'm going to go with Crush by Dave Matthews.
Really?
Let me tell you, I absolutely love that song.
It is a good song.
You're not. I hear it in your voice.
Well, that was a Please Explain episode, and there was only two that I liked going in, like two that were guaranteed that if the other two guys on the panel said, yeah, then they were going in. I was going to pass them no matter what.
Right.
But to consider them as one of the top 10 songs on any of the lists, I don't think so.
Okay. I just the saxophone on that.
Oh, it's great.
The words, lovely lady. I would drink you up, won't spill a drop. I mean, come on.
No, again, it's a great tune.
But okay, you know what? I'm not gonna fight for it. Let me cross that one out.
And yes, Nathan, all the Frog songs are about weird sex, except for Where's Jerry Lewis? When you need the man.
Steely Dan, Ricky, Don't Lose Our Number. We can put it on the list to talk about if you're not, because you know what, you're gonna give me that and I had that about six and seven, and I said okay, so if you want to put it on the list to talk about, but you're not gonna dismiss all of my fucking songs.
No, I'm not,
because I'm hearing it already.
Hold on, let me find where I put it.
No. We'll cross it out because I already heard that exhale. Sorry, it's not some fucking cool 80s goddamn band. or some fucking obscure fucking band like the Frogs. But I'll cross it out, bitch. The next one. See, I don't even know if I should say it now because I'm going to hear you fucking whine about it. School's Out, Alice Cooper.
Okay. I can understand that.
And by the way, I'm going to go see him when he's at when he plays over at Chrysler Hall. Which, if you've never seen him, go see the fucking show. I'm telling you.
It's an incredible show. It's got to be. Like, there's no way that it's not. Like, you can hear it. You can hear it in his music. And that was one of the things I liked about doing that episode was, like, you could tell this man was a showman. And I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to go, but I'd love to.
I'm telling you, that's a hell of a show. All right, so we'll put that one in number 8. Let's see. See, here's the problem. And I'm open to everything, but like the last two songs I got on my top 10 aren't even my favorite of those bands.
Right.
But you put them up there, and because you're the only one that did anything, I can't argue with them.
That's why I
used your list, and I didn't substitute some of the other songs that I would have.
Man, I asked for people to chime in, and nobody did. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's where I got to go with your stuff. I'm going to go with Genesis Mama.
Oh, okay.
To me, I love that song. That's Anthony Perkins and Psycho. That to me I think I even told you when we did that episode, I used to have dreams about songs and would do these visions, you know, not visions, like videos to these songs. And Mama was always one with a guy talking to a girl that he's got captured,
right?
You know, she's tied up in a chair, and you know, and eventually he kills her at the end, because you know they should all die. You know that video. God, I wish there was some way for me to put it out on to actually make it, because it'd be just an incredible one. So I'll go with that one if you'll agree with it.
Yeah, you can put that one through. Okay.
So. And then my last top 10 one would be R.E.M. Crush with Eyeliner.
Ooh, you're speaking to my heart.
That wouldn't have been my pick for R.E.M., but I mean that's solid. That's about as solid as they come.
It's my favorite R.E.M. song.
Mm-hmm. I'm willing to jump with that.
All right, so we only have, let's see, 1, 2, 3. We've got nine in. So, like, Crush is in the conversation. I'm going to blast through, like, the rest of my list.
Okay.
And see if you think any of these should go in this conversation for the last one. Milk It by Nirvana. I know you're not a big Nirvana fan, so that's why I didn't bother playing it.
Nope.
Low by the Foo Fighters. Coffee.
Nope.
Nope. Coffee and TV by Blur.
Nope.
Bitch Went Nuts by Ben Folds.
Let's move that one to the conversation.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Been Down So Long, The Doors.
We'll go move that one.
Again, I feel like in the spirit of discovery. Let's see. Fritz's Corner, Local H.
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so again. I love me some Local H, but I knew there was no way I was going to. There was no sell there. Walking Contradiction, Green Day.
Yeah, we can move that one. I'm not a big Green Day fan, but I really do love that song.
That's a great, great tune.
Speaks to me.
And Deborah by Beck.
No. let's see. I have Disintegration, The Cure.
Oh.
Tell me if we're moving it down to the list.
Let's see. Did we put Foo Fighters were out and Blur were out, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me get those out. We've got six left.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got six. So let me
hear what else you got.
Actually, I got five. I've got Disintegration, The Cure. I got I Want You, Elvis Costello.
Ooh, yeah.
You want to? Okay, so that's in the conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I got Morning Glory, Oasis.
Okay.
This Must Be the Place, Talking Heads.
Mm. Let's see, what's that for? Let me hear the last two.
No, I've only got one more.
Oh, okay.
And then Land of Sunshine, Faith No More.
Mm, man. Let's see, Disintegration, Land of Sunshine, or what was the, it was the,
This Must Be the Place, Talking Heads.
This Must Be the Place. Shoot. Take one of those. If you could only take one of those, which one would it be?
If I could only take one?
Yeah.
Faith No More.
All right. I'm cool with that.
Okay, so here we go. Let me do some crossing off here.
Oh, I didn't say Get It Together by the Beastie Boys, did I?
No. That one I wouldn't put Beastie Boys on anyway.
Okay.
You didn't say anything about Disintegration.
Here, let's take one more. Disintegration or This Must Be the Place?
Disintegration.
Okay. So that gives us 10 to narrow down to 1.
Okay. No, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 8. I got Super Drag.
Uh-huh.
Frogs.
Oh.
Pusa.
Okay.
Dave Matthews. Ben Folds, Doors, Green Day, Elvis Costello, and The Cure. That's who I have.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 11 now. Super Drag.
Who the fuck you got?
Super Drag, Pusa, The Frogs, REM, Ben Folds, The Doors, okay. Green Day, Oasis.
Wait. Didn't REM make the list?
Nope.
No, it didn't.
Nope.
Okay. R.E.M.
R.E.M., Ben Folds, The Doors, Green Day, Oasis, Elvis Costello, The Cure, Faith No More. I'm willing to drop The Frogs out.
Okay.
Because it doesn't stand up to those.
I would say Oasis or Green Day.
To lose?
Yeah. Drop one of those. Or Ben Folds. Oasis, Green Day, or Ben Folds.
Hmm. Okay, I'm willing to lose. Out of those three songs, I think Morning Glory is the strongest of the three.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, then Ben Folds. Then we, because I think Walking Contradiction is stronger.
Okay, so we'll lose Ben Folds.
Okay. Dave Matthews or The Doors?
The Doors, for sure.
Okay, so we're going to get rid of Dave?
Yeah.
Ben says, no Beastie Boys, you're retarded.
That one was your call.
We were mentally, yeah. I got no problem taking the heat on that one. That would be you're mentally challenged or mentally deficient.
All right. Okay,
so we got Super Drag, Pusa, REM, Oasis, Doors, Green Day, Elvis, Cure.
Okay, so we lost Faith No More?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's do... Oh, man, Super Drag or Pusa? See, for me,
which one means more to you? Because that was going to come down to your arguments.
For me, it's tougher because, like, Super Drag, they both have almost the same argument, the spirit right. of discovery. And for Pusa, for Lunatic to Love, it's Jenny getting back into the band or getting into the band. But Superdrag was three people finding a band that all three of us really loved. And I think I got to go with Superdrag here.
Okay. All right. So we get rid of Pusa.
Oh,
dude, I'm doing too.
That hurt.
By the way, Jenny Zell is saying Elvis. I don't know if she's saying get rid of Elvis or keep Elvis.
I think she's probably saying keep.
Okay. So Superdrag moves on in the conversation. Let's go. What makes sense here? As far as putting the okay, let's go Doors right. or Elvis.
Yeah, that's funny. As I was thinking that same thing. Now, but this is tough because both of these were discoveries for me, and both of these were like that same song for each respective artist. I was like, oh man, that's the one.
Yep.
Oh.
And she's saying keep Elvis.
Yeah.
So keep Elvis over the Doors, Jenny. Is that what you're saying?
I almost agree. Like, I love that song. I love Been Down So Long. That opening line, I've been down so goddamn long. Oh, so good. But something about the pain in I Want You. Oh. And Elvis Costello, I feel like, is the only discovery I had all year where it's like, I should have been listening to this all along. Like, what the hell's the matter with me?
Yeah, I'm a huge Elvis fan. He's on my top 10 artists.
So
I love him. I got to meet him. She's saying keep she says keep Elvis.
Oh, and then
Ben is saying Doors versus Elvis, keep the Doors.
Oh.
I think you're gonna lose a listener here.
Well, I feel like at this point, like, I feel like Green Day's out of the conversation.
No. I not yet. Let's here's the breakdown I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Superdrag is moving on.
Right.
Doors versus Elvis.
Uh-huh.
Green Day versus Oasis, and Cure versus REM.
Okay.
So let's stick where we're at.
Oh, this is tough though. Like right now I feel like the pain in I Want You is outweighing the pain in Been Down So Long.
I'm I already told you I stand on Elvis.
Yeah. All right. So we got to lose the Doors. We got to
Okay. Doors are gone. And I think Ben and Jenny are going to get into a fight. All right. Oasis versus Green Day.
I feel like Morning Glory is the better song.
Really?
Yeah. I love Walking Contradiction.
So do I.
I think it's a great single. It's a great way to close out that record. That record's amazing.
I'll tell you what, I would pick Green Day over Oasis. First of all, that's not even the best Oasis song.
Fair.
I would have done, oh my God. Where were you while we were getting high?
Champagne Supernova?
I would pick that over fucking Morning Glory.
Well, Champagne Supernova didn't make the 10.
Well, that's because you're stupid.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
I'd pick Lila over that song. I love that song.
Oh, you know what? Well, I'll just concede this. Because Walking Contradiction is my favorite Green Day song. That leaves Crush versus yep. Disintegration.
Yeah.
Dude, I got to go REM. Have to.
Okay, now here I could go either way. So I listened to that REM episode, and even though James is on it, I'm willing to listen to your argument.
Well, again, Crush with Eyeliner is my favorite REM song. So I mean it has that going for it. REM being a band that I was relatively familiar with, The Cure being a band that I was discovering.
What did you think of them when you discovered them?
Middle of the road. I didn't hate them, but I enjoyed listening to them.
Okay.
They weren't, I feel like ultimately it came down to like basically where I panned out with Steely Dan. It was like, I enjoyed doing the episode. I enjoyed listening to the music, but I don't see myself going back and listening to The Cure. I just don't see it happening.
All right, that's cool. I'm good with that. Okay. So now we got Superdrag, Green Day, Elvis, and R.E.M.
Yep.
Okay. I would say the battle would be Superdrag and Green Day, and then Elvis versus R.E.M.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to speak to Elvis versus R.E.M.
Okay.
Because I don't know enough about Superdrag. I would take Elvis over R.E.M. Yeah. I like R.E.M., but Elvis, to me, his work can't be denied throughout his entire career versus R.E.M. R.E.M. had some stuff that's questionable to me.
I agree, actually. Again,
really?
Yeah.
I was looking for an argument.
No, Crush with Eyeliner is a great song. But again, like something about the way I Want You hit my ears when I'm listening to it. Man.
Okay.
So, I mean,
I think, yeah,
you put it up against Crush with Eyeliner. And again, I love Crush with Eyeliner, but I Want You is just, it's just, it tugs so hard at the heartstrings.
Okay. Superdrag versus Green Day. Now you got to make the case for Superdrag unless you think Green Day is better.
The problem I'm having here is thinking about the show as a whole, and mm-hmm. and Superdrag Destination Ursa Major it's almost the epitome. It's again, it's that band, it's that song that three people agreed on, having just discovered the band, all three of us at the same time. And all three of us agreed that this is a great track. This is a great tune. And again, there's a little bit of personal in it because I got to interview the guy like after the show, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. He was a really swell dude and it was a really fun interview. Versus a song I've listened to ad nauseum, you know.
I'm fine with that. Superdrag.
Yeah, I love Walking Contradiction, but I just feel like for the purposes of this conversation, Superdrag's the better song.
Now, before you and I go into number 10, why don't you let's go over the top 9 so far.
All right, let's see. What do we got here? We got Knock Me Down, Red Hot Chili Peppers, B.O.B., Outkast, American Life, Primus, Dare to Be Stupid, Weird Al Yankovic, Girl You Want, Devo, Mayonnaise, Smashing Pumpkins, Tired of Sex, Weezer, School's Out, God bless.
What, is my pipe smoke bothering you?
No, I'm sick still. School's Out, Alice Cooper, and Mama, Genesis. And we are down to the 10th spot is between Destination Ursa Major, Superdrag, and I Want You, Elvis Costello. And these were back-to-back episodes, back-to-back discoveries for me.
Okay.
And both were bands that I should have been listening to all along. Like,
okay.
That's how I can
make the case for Elvis on several. First of all, like I said, Elvis is one of my top 10 favorite bands, Elvis Costello and the Attractions. I got to meet Elvis Costello, who I was just as gracious as could be. Got his autograph, got the whole nine. If you go back to looking at our top 10, this is the case that I'm going to make for the Elvis song. We do not have a pure love song.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
And as far as
we've got a scorcher, tired of sex.
We got a couple rock tunes. We got a couple alternative tunes. We got the kooky. We even got a couple kooky with Girl You Want, Dare to Be Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Ben said I'm out.
Yeah, I know. I saw. He said he's going to listen to the other free internet radio station.
But we don't have a pure love song. And the one thing, and you've said it, you every time we talked about this Elvis song, you've said it over and over, and it's the pain.
Yeah.
That you hear. Mm-hmm. And it's a pain that I can relate to.
I can dig.
Of love lost. His voice, he's underrated with his voice, in the sense of he's not a Chris Cornell, he's not the guy who put out album. He's not a Jeff Buckley, he's not an Elvis Presley who's got these guys who have incredible voices.
He doesn't have the golden pipes.
No, but there's something about his voice that goes along like a Leonard Cohen, like a the other guy who's got the gravelly voice,
Jim the Steve Man Steve.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Jim Steve. he does that song "Hold On." Well, he sings like that. His voice goes perfect.
Wilson Phillips.
Yes. Steve Phillips. Yes, exactly. He's Tom Waits. That's who it is. Tom Waits. Yeah, Jenny Zell's Tom Waits. Just as soon as I hear. Tom Waits. Where they have that voice that enhances their music, even though they're not these beautiful golden voices. Elvis Costello, his voice is perfect for his songs. And again, would I want you, that pain of wanting something you can't have, and you know, that desperation, you hear it all in his voice.
Yeah.
Well, that's my argument for that.
Well, and when you boil it down to these two songs and you look at the songs that are already in, like, it's a no-brainer. It's got to be Elvis Costello.
Well, don't make me do the argument for Superdrag.
Well, again, the argument is what the show is, but you could, that I can make that same case for I Want You. Is that was a discovery and that song stuck out to me.
Right.
It didn't make my 20, but it very easily could have.
Didn't make your 20?
No, but it could have.
Right.
I mean, like, depending on like when I looked, like had I looked again before we went on air, mm-hmm. I could have swapped something out. You know, a lot of them I was trying to be cute. You know, I put the frogs I put the frogs in the conversation because, you know, that's what I would do.
Right. Right. No, and that's fair. You know, I was trying to be cute with a couple of them too. I knew you weren't gonna do Steely Dan.
Yeah.
That was the first time I think I heard you be like, yeah, whatever.
Again, that was a fun episode.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe it with the bass lines. You being a bass player, I mean, I part of the reason I wanted Steely Dan is because I wanted you to listen to those bass lines, and you were like, yeah, whatever, you know, all right.
I enjoyed that episode. I enjoyed listening to Steely Dan. It they just didn't strike me as something that I'm going to go back to on a continuous basis.
So right.
It just is what it is. I'm putting Elvis Costello through as number 10.
I'm obviously I'm fine with that.
Right. And you know, I'm just happy that Superdrag made the conversation like that far.
Well, I was willing to give it to you. I hadn't heard it, and I honestly don't think, based on the songs that I have heard and that I knew, I don't think it would have cracked my top 10. With that being said,
I think that, again, it would have changed their careers. It's such a better song, way better song, more accurate song than Sucked Out. Mm-hmm. All right, so our 10 comes down to, for the top 10 of 2016, Knock Me Down, Red Hot Chili Peppers, B.O.B., Outkast, American Life, Primus, Dare to Be Stupid, Weird Al Yankovic, Girl You Want, Devo, Mayonnaise, Smashing Pumpkins, Tired of Sex, Weezer, School's Out, Alice Cooper, Mama Genesis, and I Want You by Elvis Costello.
I am definitely fine with that list.
That's a solid list. There's, I mean, you know, Ben could complain about the Doors not being in. next week,
I just want you to know you lost. He lost Ben completely. And he's sad.
Oh,
I don't like Ben to be sad.
I'm
Ben's
sorry,
a good
Ben.
Guy.
I'm sorry, Ben. next week we might be doing Britney Spears. Might be doing Queens of the Stone Age. Here's the problem: it's been a rough couple of weeks. The kids have been out of school,
right?
And they've been sick, and I've been sick on top of that, and I haven't been able to recuperate. So I thought, I'll take that week off, and I'll book January, and we'll be ready to go. And I just haven't had a chance to do it. Kids went back to school today. So hopefully tomorrow I'll get a chance to rest. I'll be better and I'll get back on the ball. The monkeys will be coming up this month for sure. Just not sure where. Got to reach out to Dr. Tim and make sure he's still interested. Uh-oh. What'd they say?
Ben says, wow. Have you guys ever listened to this new thing called music?
No, sir. Can't say that I have. But we are way over our time, so hopefully I'll be back next week with something. I don't know, I'll figure it out. Fredo,
yeah,
I love you, my friend. Thank you for calling.
I love you, man. I had a great time. And see if you can get Jenny and I to do Soundgarden. I think she wants to do it. I definitely, that's my favorite grunge band, so I definitely would jump in on that one.
Well, I mean, we'll reach out to Dr. Tim and see if he's down for the monkeys, and if he's not, then we'll put the Soundgarden in this month.
Okay.
Alrighty. So with that being said, it's time to get on out of here. And the 2016 list, people, learn it and love it. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
That was fun.
You're still on the air.
Yeah. Oh, good. All right. Bye.
Bye.